Recently, conflicting results on circulating ACE2 levels in COVID-19 patients versus healthy people with low circulating ACE2 values were published. Circulating ACE2 levels and activity were shown to be increased in severe COVID-19 patients. However, others chose no change or decrease circulating ACE2 in severe COVID-19 patients compared to pre-pandemic controls. Furthermore, it is unclear how SARS-CoV-2 infection and recovery impacted circulating ACE2 level. Circulating ACE2 levels increased throughout the first 2 weeks of COVID-19's acute phase. Circulating ACE2 levels, on the other hand, were elevated for 1 to 3 months after infection and decreased by 4 months of the illness course. The purpose of this review was to look at the relationship between SARS-CoV-2 and circulating ACE2, a variety of prospective therapeutic options for inhibiting SARS-CoV-2 infection will also be explored.